بسلمات معكم.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
As I join with you all this time, we give a welcome to that one.
Thank you.
Yes. I am happy, my dear friends, to join with you again in order that we unite spiritually and with love and peace and with contentment. There is so much that is happening in your world at this time. Our world is indeed quite busy, as you would fully understand, with so much destruction among human beings. But I will tell you again, do not despair. Do not become embroiled in all that is sadness within your world, but rather to allow that light to travel further and further until it reaches the very boundaries of your earth planet. Let that love take hold, and let each and every one of you on this planet have the realization that love is the answer to all and the conqueror of all. There is no need for me, my dear friends, to tell you that it is necessary for you to think about these things, but never to dwell upon them.
Yes, Animeth, I feel we can't help but feel sadness for those who suffer.
Yes. But you must allow the sadness to pass. You must, as I have always told you, move forward.
Yes.
That is not to say you must ignore what is happening, but to recognize and then to let go, as you must in your own daily lives. To cling to something is a little foolish, I would say.
Yes.
But understandable, because you are only human.
Yes, we are. I know a number of us rather puzzled by attitudes within the politics.
Yes. But as I have told you in previous times, that we are doing all that we can to impress the leaders of your world, to say the right words, to help their peoples.
Yes. And we are most grateful.
It is not something that will happen in a blink of the eye. But I can assure you, that there is still much more good in your world than there is unrest.
Mm. I think sometimes people feel that if they don't discuss world affairs and the problems in the world, they are perhaps ignoring them. But I tend to think it's better to be aware of them, and I think, am I right in thinking that think of them in prayer, send healing thoughts. Yeah. Is that more powerful than
yes.
discussing the events with some sadness?
Yes, you have used the correct words when you say become aware.
Mm.
You cannot hide from
no.
actions mm-hmm. that have happened.
Mm.
You must be aware.
Aware, but and then use prayer, would you say?
Let it go in your prayers.
Mm.
That is the stronger help that mm. you can give. So yes, you are correct.
Mm.
Yes.
That is not being blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
To all that is occurring in your world.
Mm.
But if only you could see the power of prayer,
mm.
you would understand more fully what I tell you.
Mm.
I find that when you become aware of something, and then you feel sad about it, sometimes even you feel briefly quite annoyed about something, I find that then when you actually ask a prayer about it later on, that's a great way of releasing yes. any sad feelings that you have, and yes. it makes it feel more positive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I cannot stress enough to you, my dear friends, on releasing whatever it may be, so that the spirit can soar freely, and in that way can help much more.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Mm. But it is human nature, and we also know this, that because you are human, it is not so easy for you to do.
Mm.
But with practice, it becomes a very strong force from within you.
Yes.
And in that way, help is there for those who need it.
Mm.
Do you have any questions about this?
Well, actually, one of our readers sent in a question. Last time we mentioned about people being misguided, and the question he raised is, who exactly is doing the misguiding? Are we misguiding ourselves, or are there ones in spirit who are aiding in the misguiding as well as the good guiding?
Yes. I understand your question. It is an interesting question, because of course you can misguide yourselves. Mm-hmm. Let us look to the word misguide. It indicates that there has to be guidance of some kind. Spirit from the higher realms can never misguide anyone.
Mm.
It can only be from truth and love. So if there is any misguidance in words said from spiritual high, then that misguidance comes from that individual.
Mm.
In the way that it is accepted, or in the way that as human beings they react to any information. So I would suggest that for your reader, most of the misguidance comes from within.
Comes from within the individual.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope that will help them.
Yes. Thank you. I'm sure he'll be grateful for that.
I know what you mean by saying from spirit there can be misguidedness. I would not call that being misguided. I would call that false information, which of course does happen when there is mischievous spirits around. But that is up to each individual to become aware and to recognize what is truth and what is not. You understand?
Yes, so the recognition by the individual and...
is necessary, yes.
Yes, and the individual's free will, they play a big part.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. I'm sure that will be appreciated.
Have you more questions?
I was just thinking of the people that go on marches and come together to protest about something, and so presumably then it's okay to come together and have a march for say peace or something.
Yes.
But even better then to bring those people together and use their power of thought for prayer. Once you've assembled a group of people together, to then...
You can never say it is wrong to come against injustice.
Mm.
Of course you have to recognize that injustice in your world exists. But what I am saying to you is that you do not continually hold on to these things.
Mm.
You must either do something physically, if that is what you must, but I say to you, the best way to deal with injustice is to give yourself to spirit and prayer, and in that way we have a stronger issue of inspiring others for the better.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I think.
Yes, because you carry on.
So the it is better to perhaps step back from it and use the power of your thought to influence the situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the most powerful way to help. Mm. If you cannot physically help another, which many people do, and to their credit, then of course you must resort to what you know to be best.
Mm.
And I say only that prayer can conquer all.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, so we'd be better off organising ourselves into regular prayer meetings.
I would say daily prayer.
Daily prayer. Mm.
Instead of activism or political or even just dialogue, yeah.
Yes. But of course these things play a part in your lives, your world. So... that will not disappear in an instant.
Mm.
But what will happen is that the influence from spirit will become stronger. And it is happening now with your leaders,
mm.
where we are inspiring them in the right direction.
Yes, I think some of us are concerned because there is a forthcoming election for a new government, and I know there's considerable disenchantment with the main political parties who are seen to be not loving and peaceful parties, but unfortunately the Green Party, which is much more peaceful in its outlook, has a minor following, and but I imagine this is this could be helped by our prayer and thinking. I don't know if it's appropriate for you to say anything on this part of our living, Selimet.
I would say only that although for you in your country it is rather a big issue, when you place it within the range of world politics, it is very small.
Yes.
If you can keep the perspective of all government, I am speaking about your world as a whole. If were your own country's government lies in its views, you of course are concerned and worried that the right decisions are being made.
Yes.
If I say to you, my dear friend, if every peace-loving person within your country was to offer prayers for peace, do you not feel that it could have a wonderful benefit for all?
Yes.
Oh, I do.
And
I...
then you have to magnify this in all of your political agendas throughout your world. It is no simple task, but each and every person can help. Help in a way where they do not even have to voice an opinion. You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, this is something for us to think on.
Yes.
In exactly the same way as your first opening statement was to us, is to take note, to absorb, and then to let it go. In exactly the same way.
Yes. You cannot ignore life. You cannot, as human beings, ignore what is within your world. But you can help as individuals. You can, and you must.
Because our power of thought even impresses those leaders. They don't need to be impressed. Spirit, we are spirit.
You are spirit, of course you are. And that is something that you must never forget. It is almost sometimes as if people see themselves as separate, as human and spirit. But you are not, you are both. You are spirit first and foremost. I have told you this so often.
There lies the responsibility of us all.
Yes. Yes.
You can't leave it to those of above, like we like to call above.
You cannot. We can help and we can help as much as we can in as much as we can help if we are asked to help. You understand?
Yes.
Thank you. What are guest this evening like to ask anything?
I find it hard to think of where to start. Maybe the best question is, what should I ask?
I see. Yes. If you want me to read your mind, well, that can be done, but not appropriate at this time. But we will leave you to think of a question.
Could I ask a question, actually? When Martin Luther King inspired the black people in America to they all walked to work for about, I think, 10 or 11 months in order to get rid of segregation. They managed to achieve it because they brought down the bus company, went bankrupt. And I was wondering if Martin Luther King's prayer and the collective prayers of those of all those black people, whether that was what achieved the success of that movement?
Might I pass the question back to you?
Sure.
What do you think?
I think it probably was that Martin Luther King managed to sort of unite everyone.
This gentleman you speak of came to this world with a purpose. That purpose is what you have just mentioned, that he inspired so many people to do and work towards the right thing. And of course, prayer is the most powerful thing. But segregation was on its last legs when this gentleman came and inspired all of those people. He was the pin that was needed for this all to take place.
I see. The conditions were right, yeah.
The timing and the conditions were meant to be. So the answer to your question is, of course, prayer was a very strong force. I hope that has helped you.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, yes, there are some depleted energies within this room, and as I take my leave of you, we will try to uplift you, try to comfort and heal you also. We give thanks once more for the unity that we have felt this time, and may that great creative force stay with you at all times. And so, my friends, I take my leave of you this time.
Thank you so much, Sanimet, for your visit, which is very, very much appreciated by us all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you from all of us.